Ephesians 3, and actually it's the passage that I shared this morning with the men, and I can't get away from it. And I just want to show you the spirit of what Paul is saying here to the church at Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 3, and I think it fits very well with what we're doing here, even tonight, by the wisdom of God. And I believe what God has done in putting together a local church and what we do in as far as reaching the world for Christ, his mind on this is absolutely amazing for reaching people, helping people to grow, to get saved first, then grow, and then be connected together. And just like we're talking about with different ones, I mean, wouldn't we all just like to be able to say, stay out of my business? Wouldn't that be great? No, it wouldn't be, would it? Because if we did that, we would not be the better for it, right? We need that purview from others that we know care for us. And because we link together. And there's no Rambos in the ministry. There's no like one person doing it all. It requires that we're all fitly joined together and compacted such that every joint supplieth. Amen. That's a healthy church. And that is glorious in the sight of God. But anyway, that thought is really captured here in Ephesians 3, verse 8. The Bible says, unto me, Paul speaking to the church at Ephesus, unto me who am less than the least of all saints. What a powerful statement for Paul, the apostle, to make. He saw himself as less than the least of all saints. Not, hey, look at me. Not, hey, look how great I am. Not, look at all that I'm doing. It wasn't that. It was, I am less than the least of all saints. He says, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? He saw what he did as a privilege to be able to have the grace of God bestowed upon him, not just to preach to the Jew, which we know he wanted the Jews saved. He said as much in Romans 10. His heart's desire, prayer to God for Israel, is that they would be saved. But he said even just to preach unto the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, he saw himself as unworthy, but yet thankful. And then he says this in verse 9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. I saw this a little bit different this time looking through here. To make all men see, very important that we strive to be able to articulate and help people, make people see the truth of the Word of God. But it's more than that. It's to make all men see in a church context. He's talking to the church at Ephesus. So a church context, you and I, by extension, to make all men see, to make all the believers in that local church see what is the fellowship referring to the partnership, the communion, the commonness, the communion, the distribution. If you like math, amen, the distributive property, amen. In math, it's beautiful, amen. All these little numbers, amen, work together for one total, sorry, Levi, one total, you know, equation to be right. It's all distributed, amen. It's not just one part that does it. It's as a whole. It's distributed, amen. The grace of God, by the way, is distributed. So to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. This is a mysterious thing that we do. We can't put our finger on exactly the full ramification of what we do, but we know that it is effectual. God's word is still going around the world in this God-hating day that we live. There are still millions of Bibles being printed and being distributed. God's word is being preached. God's word is going out, but it's all because of the mystery, the fellowship of the mystery of what God has done in a local church. It's amazing. And it goes on to say, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, wasn't known then, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. It's the church. It's the church that's accomplishing things, the pillar and ground of the truth. Amen. And it's what we do here that shows not just others, but even the principalities and powers in heavenly places, the spiritual realms that we don't even directly see but yet feel. Even they look at what we do as a church, as a collective body. Look at us, and they can do nothing more than give God glory. Wow. Look at what they are accomplishing by the grace of God for the glory of God and the propagation of the gospel around the world. And all they can do is give glory to God. That's why unity is so important. That's why what we do as far as being linked together is so important. And whenever one member suffers, we all suffer. One member rejoices, we all rejoice. It's important that we strive for that unity, endeavor to keep the unity, amen, and to include our missionaries, that we're of one mind with them, and we resolve issues and not just push them aside. We resolve them. That's what it takes for a church to be full functioning. And it goes on to say, in whom, verse number 11, according to the eternal purpose which he hath purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Understand that what we're doing here is not a temporal purpose to fill that. It's we're fulfilling an eternal purpose. Amen. And it goes on to say in verse number 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Guess what? As we go forward, there's going to be some hard times. There's going to be some hard spots. Amen. There's going to be some of the world that press against us very hard. Some spiritual things that take place. Sunday was a very interesting day. Kind of harder for some than others. Amen. There's some spiritual things happening. Amen. But to God be the glory. Amen. Great things were accomplished on Sunday. Amen. It takes that for us as believers to endure hardness. Amen. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And it says at the end of the day, it's our glory. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. I pray that as you engage in things like this and day in and day out as a church, I pray that you begin, as you allow the grace of God to become more and more worked out in your life and evident, and as you live by faith and you're plugged in and a part of the inner workings of what takes place in a church to see souls saved and a church actually to thrive, I pray that God will give you comprehension of what we are doing as a church, amen. It is not superficial. It's not negligent. It is all eternity focused. The things that happen here aren't just for here, but forever. Amen. God is doing a work through our church, and God says there is a way for us to comprehend it. Most people come to church, they come in, they leave. I say most, I'm just saying generally speaking around the world. Go into a church and leave, maybe even be a member and leave, and never really understand what's really happening in the grand scheme of things in that local church. And I pray that everyone here has a desire to be a part of that working to where God would give you a comprehension concerning the height, the breadth, the depth, amen, everything about it, amen, the full 3D perspective that God is at work, amen, and the hosts of heaven take notice of what's happening in our church. Isn't that amazing? It says, verse 19, and to wrap this up, last couple verses, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do, I love it, this passage, unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in who? In us. His grace connects verse number 8 right back. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. The longer I pastor our church and get to be in this role, the more I appreciate how God has structured it and how that every person has a role and a part, and there is no way to get around that. There is no way. A lot of churches that is seemingly run by the motto, 20% do 80% of the work, and they're happy with that. That is not a biblical model. The only way the church ever becomes all that God would have it to be is when 100% does 100%. And that's what we strive for. And that's what, honestly, is glorious. When all of us from all different perspectives and everything else can come together, talk through things and get things done and see souls saved, amen, and on and on and on, all we can say is, to God be the glory. Because it has to be him doing it. Because you know it ain't us, amen. Appreciate what God is doing through this church and through your part in it. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for tonight. Thank you for this time together in your word. Just a brief time here. But God, we want to be able to share prayer requests and prayer. We got a lot of things to pray for. But God, take this word and administer to our hearts. Thank you for our church. Thank you for the missionaries, God, that we were able to help tonight. And even pick up one on support and just talk through. And God, we just want to do our part. We want to be sensitive to thy leading, to know our part. And I thank you for the opportunity to discuss these things tonight and for the work that was done. Oh, God, help our church to be just vibrant and thriving in this day that we live for your glory. Might the full amount of the grace of God that you have for us be applied. And might every person get to be a part. And then begin to comprehend and see it from your perspective as you illuminate it to us. God, thank you for the privilege. I, like Paul, would say, I'm less than the least, and yet God's so privileged. I hope we all have that mentality and that thought as well. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to an audio message from McGregor Road Baptist Church. We are located on the southeast side of Indianapolis, Indiana. To learn more about our church, visit www.actonschurch.com. You can also call us at 317-862-3414. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you as you seek to grow in the Lord.